Hey everybody, it's Bo and JD here. We're jumping in real quick before the episode because the night before our live recording of episode 500, we got a very special surprise.
This is so precious, man. Of course, you're about to listen to our 500th episode, and we were stunned with 500 tins of a special tobacco that was created for us by Sutliff Tobacco in honor of our 500 episodes. Really, really amazing. It's the 500th and final episode tobacco, and they're all numbered. It's 1 through 500. I will say Bo and I kept number 1 and 2. But man, we're just so honored by this. The folks at Sutliff were just incredibly kind to create this. It's a Virginia Flake, and it is in my wheelhouse. It's in your wheelhouse. It's delicious. We were so honored and thrilled to get it. So man, the exciting thing is we gave one to every single person that came to the show, and we've got 400 left, and we would love to send one to your home too.
That's right. The tins are currently on sale now for a very, very limited time only, because once they're gone at thecountrysquireonline.com. In fact, you might want to head over there right now, pause the episode, go check thecountrysquireonline.com if you want to get some of this really, really fine tobacco.
And this is really cool. The head blender over there, Jonathan at Sutliff, was kind enough to put this together for us. And it's got some several-year-old aged red Virginias in it. And it's, you can tell when you crack the tin open, it's just really smooth and sweet. It's just got that nice natural aroma that you would expect from a properly aged Virginia. It's really special. And we're proud to present it to you. And, you know, it's one of those things that once it's gone, it is gone, but we're really honored by this.
That's right. We absolutely are. And again, head over to thecountrysquireonline.com to go ahead and pick up your tin right now. Pause this episode. Do it if you can while they're still available. If they're not available anymore, I'm so very sorry, because much like Country Squire Radio, it's a limited supply. And on that note, it's time, y'all. Let's jump into the grand finale of the Country Squire Radio Pipecast.
Listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
Really? I'm emotional.
I know, it's an emotional time. All right, let's just try it again from the top. Nobody saw us do this. Just as we've done almost 500 times, we're just going to start over again.
This will be, yeah.
It'll be great. Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD! All right, y'all. So we are here. This is episode 500 of Country Squire Radio. Episode 500. It has been 500 weeks that we have been putting out content for you guys pretty much every single week. Gosh. Without fail. And as I pull up my show notes, because everything is a mess up here.
A complete abject. I mean, it's a disaster.
It's a complete disaster. It is an absolute complete disaster. But John David, did you ever think we were going to get to 500?
No. I've been trying to end this thing for years. not really, but like, you know, I mean, we've talked about it a bunch, but like, man, you know, you stumbled into my life, and then you're like, hey, you want to do this podcast? I'm like, not really. I don't want to do a podcast. And like, so, I mean, I thought it'd get you off my back. Like, uh-huh. We do it, you know, 3 or 4 months, and then here we are 10 years later, Bo, and look how far
we've come. We started from the bottom, now we got lower somehow. How did that happen?
So I want to, for, you know, we obviously were in front of a beautiful live audience. We've got folks that have come from states near and far. We have Canadians here. Isn't that exotic?
It's amazing.
That's exotic.
It's exotic.
But let me say just real quick, yeah, like for our listeners that can't see the glory of this. We are in a space that is in it, this quickly got out of control.
Yes.
Right? So we sold a lot of tickets for this, friends that I never thought would come to Jackson, Mississippi. And we're like, what are we going to do with all these people? Well, we're going to bring them into a vacant space where we can sit everybody. It just so happens that this was a old Chinese restaurant in the Quarter Shopping Center. And here we are. It's something.
It is definitely something.
It is a vacant retail space that is begging for a new tenant.
No, you know what this is? This is the equivalent, because you always talk about
Is that asbestos?
No, it's definitely not. Don't say that. But you always talk about your dusty little shop, and I think what you did here is I think you intentionally picked like the worst possible spot we could set up, so that by comparison, the Country Squire looks very nice.
Oh, it looks good.
Very nice.
It looks good. We're going to sparkle today.
Well, look, enough about the space, because I want to bring him into the headspace of like the history of the show, man.
Yeah.
Because I think if we're going to close it out, we got to close it out right.
Yeah.
And kind of cast our minds a little bit back. I am kind of curious, like, and I'm guessing nobody, but has anybody been listening since like episode 1? No. Oh, well, yeah, Brian Levine, ladies and gentlemen. Of Of course, Brian Levine would. By the way, Brian Levine is here. Let's get a round of applause for Brian Levine. Woo!
Would this be a good time to welcome our content creators?
I tell you what, why don't we do that? We got some great folks that are here.
So I actually had wanted to do this when I kind of introduced everybody earlier to welcome them to Jackson and told a few jokes about our shop and just loosen people up a little bit.
A few jokes. That was a hour long presentation.
I made Bo really angry. I don't know if y'all caught that, but I totally threw off his whole cheek. So anyway, we welcomed all our dignitaries and everything. We've got folks here from several big companies, and we're very thankful for that. And lots of pipe-related folks. But the heart and soul of what we've done here has been to be a part of the content creation community in the pipe world.
And see it grow.
Yeah. People tell us we've inspired them, and I'm like, man, y'all need some new inspirations. But
well, they hear us, and they're like, well, if they could do it, I could do it way better than them.
I know, right? Yeah. And they're like, well, there's just a couple of rednecks, And anyway, there are some of the most prolific, respected content creators in the pipe smoking community in the United States are in this room right now. And I just would like to call a point to them real quickly. Alan Harrelson, can you raise your hand really quick? With the Pipe Cottage.
Hey.
The most beautiful Southern accent in the world. Mm. Tom Kuhn with Pipes, Tobacco, and Whiskey right here. Tom on YouTube. Please follow all their channels. And, man, these guys have Instagram pages, Facebook pages, YouTube channels in some cases. Wilson Marsh. Where's Wilson? Wilson right here, the Spurgeon Piper. Longtime listener of the show. Very, very kind words on his show last week for us. And
thank you.
I think he drank too much. I don't know. And where's Adam Floyd?
I don't think he's made it yet.
He's with the camera. Up, Adam Floyd with the Get Piped podcast. Man, y'all give him some big ups.
All right.
We love Adam and what him and his good friend Nick are doing. If y'all haven't listened to their show, please check them out. We were just really, really honored by his presence here. And then, of course, the Godfather himself, Brian Levine.
Brian Levine is here. We already gave a round of applause for Brian Levine. No more applause for Brian Levine. No more applause for Brian Levine. What are you going to do?
It's so cool. Brian and us, we started. Brian was maybe 40 weeks ahead of us. 40, 50 weeks ahead, something like that.
You got a full year, right?
49 weeks ahead of us.
But who's counting? Yeah. Yeah.
And, it's so funny. We have grown really close to Brian when, we kind of, at one point, we were kind of the only kids on the block, We didn't know what we were doing. We were just a couple of annoying guys with, microphones and the yin and yang. And it's just kind of worked out. We're really, really thankful for you, man. And so glad you're here. And so glad you're a part of our story.
Absolutely. And don't take it personally, the things we're about to say about you a little bit later. Because it comes from love. And we know that
He'll take it personally.
All right. But man, okay, so yes, you're exactly right. We are so honored to have so many different personalities.
Am I missing anybody? Am I missing anyone?
Likely, yes. I'm sure. The fact of the matter is, of y'all are here. And we are so thankful that y'all have come all this way to be here with the show. All right, you done? You got any more announcements?
I'm done.
Okay,
I'm gonna shut up now.
All right, we go.
I've messed him up so bad.
You really have.
And he is just gonna choke me.
No, not at all, man. Look, I just want to get back in the right headspace, man, because this is big. We were talking about this before we even dive into the notes and everything. I think this will kind of help reorient me, because you're right. My cheese? Is that what you said?
Well, I mean,
my cheese is off.
Someone's showering back there.
That's also happening as well. No, but look, let's kind of bring it into the right headspace, man. Because the reality is, this is an emotional moment for us. Okay, this is a really, really kind of a heavy moment for us. I was sharing with John David the other day, and with some guys last night. There's a sense in which this experience has been a lot for a lot of different people. I've gotten a chance to meet some of you briefly this morning. I look forward to getting a chance. We both look forward to getting a chance to meet y'all more throughout the day and that sort of thing. But hearing your stories and hearing how y'all have connected with the show, how we've been a part of your lives, how you've listened to our voices, how we've connected with you, it's truly a beautiful thing that we really do not take for granted. There's that component. There's this other component that we've been having this conversation together. Our relationship throughout the last past 10 years has been something so very unique and beautiful and fun and wonderful. It's had its ups and its downs in ways it's just one of those situations where you look at the conclusion of Country Squire Radio.
Yeah.
And for you and I, it's an emotional thing. It's an emotional thing. You know, we're going to miss being able to entertain you, but I think we're going to really miss each other. There's a last day of camp energy, if some of y'all know what I mean by that, where it's like, you know, if you go off to summer camp, Boy Scout camp or whatever it may be, Girl Scout camp, like you make these friends for a period of time and you have some of the deepest like relationships and
really,
experiences.
These are the folks you went through the ropes course together and you stayed up late talking about deep things
all
as
kinds
a young
of
person. Trying, you know,
eating fried kudzu, things everybody can relate
fried
with.
Fried kudzu?
You
didn't what do the heck is that?
So, but that's the thing. No, but you're exactly
what church
right.
Church did you go to? First Pres, that's the church. That,
but no, man, no. The reality is you do. You establish these deep relationships. And then you get to that last day of camp, and you're like, oh, we're going to write, we're going to keep up.
We're going to keep in touch.
We're going to keep
in touch. Oh, yeah, I'll call you next week.
And you do to a certain extent, but at the same time, the relationship fundamentally changes after that. And so, like, there's this aspect of right now we're sitting on the mic for the 500th episode of Country Squire Radio.
Yeah.
And as soon as we close the show, camp kind of comes to a close to some extent. And it's a little bit of a weighted moment. I don't want to start so low, but I do want to kind of...
We need to mark the significance of
exactly.
it. Exactly. For us. I mean, because, you know, Bo is one of my best friends. You were in my wedding. And, you know, when I have crises in life, I have called you.
We've, likewise.
You know, we've talked about some incredibly deep personal things that we've walked through each other. And we've grown in different ways. And that's presented some issues, and we've also come together in ways we haven't expected, and you're just a dear friend.
Yeah.
And I don't know what life is going to look like on the other side of Country Squire Radio.
I know.
I don't know. So just
y'all didn't know y'all getting like a therapy session up here.
Yeah, well, this is like an intervention, right? Look at all these therapists out there. There is free therapy at the Country Squire,
that's
but it's
true.
Not good therapy. It's just free.
But it is free.
You pay for what you get. So, you know, but we were talking yesterday about how our lives have been fundamentally changed by what we've done here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not just that we've had fun and, you know, whatever, you know, we've traveled the country and met so many awesome people and friends, but like the direction of my life is different because of this show. And you did that. You did that. The Lord used you to do that.
What I did,
you were
and
an
I believe
instrument.
This truly, is I saw something very special that you were already doing. And I shone a spotlight on it because what you were building with back then, this is the thing. And this is great because this brings us really back to the beginning.
Yeah.
When we started this show, you have to understand this was 10 years ago in central Mississippi. Nobody really knew what a podcast was. Like I had to go around and try to explain to people the fact that I was starting a podcast company. They didn't understand the concept of what I was even building a company around. And then on top of that, I had to try to convince some people to actually pay me money to produce a podcast. And so the only idiot I could find that would say yes to that. No.
One that didn't have any money.
Well, the thing is, John David at the time was managing the Country Squire. He wasn't, you know, he did not yet own the
Squire. It wasn't my shop. It wasn't my brand.
It wasn't, you didn't own it, but at the same time, you were in the process of creating the community around the shop. And it was starting to kind of congeal around you. So that the experience that people would come to know and love from the Country Squire was coming together. And I remember I had this theory. I was like, this is an experience that is so amazing and unique and powerful. If we give the current customers, just the Jackson folks, if we give them a piece of it to kind of take with them while they're at work, wherever they are, it allows them to kind of mentally return back to the Country Squire. It was what you were already doing that we were really kind of shining a light on. And the fact of the matter is, what we found, and y'all have heard me say this before, but within a very short amount of time, it wasn't just the Jackson folks that wanted that same kind of connection, that same kind of mental escape. It was people all across the world. And it really blew up in a big, major way. I
can't believe this.
Here's the deal.
It's like we're living in an alternate
How many
reality.
Patrons do we have here? Clap your hands if you're a patron and supported the show. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all are the reason that we've been able to get to 500, and so we thank you so far. Y'all brought us here.
Look how far we've come.
All right. No more about the room. But seriously, we would not have been able to do this without y'all. And, you know, one of the gifts that we've been able to give y'all is direct access, or curses perhaps, is direct access to those first 100 episodes. Now, I hope that y'all have not gone back and listened to all 100 of those episodes, because they're pretty bad.
Some of them have.
It's pretty bad. But I felt like we needed to expose a little bit of this for, our listeners.
All right.
So first ever episode, August 2013, Pipe Dreams and Old Friends. Some of y'all that got here a little bit earlier, I decided to play it on the loudspeaker a little bit. And man, oh man, was that a bad podcast?
It was bad.
It was so bad.
It's a miracle anyone tuned in for episode two.
I hammed it up a little bit. I feel like everybody was saying, no, you sound exactly the same. To me, I sound a little bit more, you know, kind of southern, laid back. You know, I had like a different energy back then.
Was it a shtick? Were you putting it on?
Well, no.
Because I don't think you were putting it on.
I think back then.
I think you moved to the big city and you're like, oh, I'm all cool now. I'm not going to talk like I fell off the turnip truck.
Well, no, I think I was... I was doing that a long time before him, but no. So the fact of the matter is, it was actually going back and re-listening to it today to some extent. It was kind of nice because I was like, you know, while it's like, okay, the pacing is off. There's not really much structure here. This is not how I would launch a podcast today. You know, back then it was really truth to the core of what we were trying to get at.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, talking about, you know, kind of our love for the pipe. We, of course, referenced Lord of the Rings. You talked a little bit about the history of the shop and that sort of thing. And it was a nice start in an, I want to say, like a 15 to 16 minute episode. Remember when episodes were 15 to 16 minutes?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't remember that either, but it did happen once.
That's amazing.
For the first episode.
Yeah.
Episode five.
We might still be doing it if it was 15 minutes.
No, we're done. We're done. Don't give them that. Episode five, introduction, Tim the Intern. How many of y'all remember Tim the Intern?
Timothy is a PhD now.
Yes.
He is a professor, associate professor, I think. He's a PhD. He went to seminary.
That's right.
He's got the little cap.
He's got the cap
stuff,
and the gown and everything else. He still wears it every day.
He writes in journals and all that. But
yeah.
Timothy's a dear friend. Yeah, he lives in Kansas City, actually.
And can I tell you, you have to understand. So Timothy was the first of three interns that came on the show. The other two, once they came on the show was a show. Timothy and the Intern came in on episode five. Timothy and the Intern did not like coming on Country Squire Radio.
He still resents us.
He's not listening to this right now, but if he was, he would be hate listening to it right now. Tell me y'all probably don't remember, but we did like a 12 Days of Christmas in the early days. I see Mark VV nodding. It was really bad.
Is there Tiny Tim?
No, we should have done that. We did Tiny Quinn, but that's
Quinn.
In the future.
We'll talk about that later.
In the future. Right. But yeah, he begrudgingly came in over to my house to record that, and then I think I never saw him again after that. Tim the Intern, ladies and gentlemen. But that's the thing. After episode five, we got to run episode 10. This is when a big moment happened for us, and that is the Reddit community, the R-Pipe Tobacco. Some of y'all are on the R-Pipe Tobacco community. Round of applause for the R-Pipe Tobacco community.
Do we have any Redditors here?
The Redditors, yeah.
Hey, folks.
So they kind of, you know, started putting us on blast and people were talking about us. And all of a sudden, overnight, we were getting like, you know, a couple hundred to a couple thousand. And like it was jumping up to the extent where back then it ran up our hosting to the extent that we couldn't afford the hosting. like it went really fast. Now, nowadays, you get hosting for nothing. But back then, like they would shut off your podcast, like they would shut off your phone bill. And if somebody tried to download it, you'd get this podcaster has not paid their bills. Like... It was super embarrassing, but we got it back up and running.
That
was a long time ago.
We didn't have two nickels to rub together, man.
No. Episode 12, To the Depths. This was our first Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah.
The concept was that we wanted to like take a look at pipe-smoking villains. And so even the name To the Depths refers to Davy Jones, because that's the kind of, he says that line.
Davy Jones's locker.
He was played by Bill Niley or something. I can't remember the guy's name. But anyway, so we did Davy Jones, specifically from the Pirates of the Caribbean interpretation, and we also did Saruman, which makes sense, as you would do.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That was our Halloween episode. It makes sense to do pipe smoking villains. Thing is, we very quickly got some feedback. How dare you talk about pipe-smoking villains? There are heroes that smoke a pipe. Why didn't you talk about pipe-smoking heroes? And so, 2 weeks later, we create the infamous series, Heroes of the Bowl.
Heroes of the Bowl.
Heroes of the Bowl.
You know, it really, as much as we struggled with it, like, it really was kind of one of my favorites, though. We just got to talk about interesting people.
The concept is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's great.
No, the concept's fantastic. The first ever Heroes of the Bowl, Reed Richards and Douglas MacArthur.
Right.
The concept was we would take somebody who from history and somebody from fiction, and we would kind of, you know, talk about these individuals and that sort of thing. As we've discussed before, people took problem with the Heroes title because it's like that's kind of a loaded title to be able to put on just anybody that smokes a pipe. And then the other aspect was bowl, because people always told me it sounded like a toilet bowl. I don't know why people's minds went there, but that's what they did.
It's a pipe show. Of course it's a pipe bowl.
Almost instantly after we released that series, we were like, we got to come up with a better name. 9 years later, I think we still didn't quite figure it out or get it right.
We came up with the name, but then we got confused about the name.
And then, so let's talk about that. So John David and I last year were in New Orleans, as y'all know, and we were recording all these episodes. We had this whole new series that we're going to introduce, and one of the big ones was we're going to take the concept of Heroes of the Bowl, which we loved, and give it a more generic or broader name so we could talk about anybody, regardless of their hero, villain, just some person, or if it was a thing. Like, we might talk about a boat, or like a, I don't know, like a flag, or a tent. I don't know. Anyway, the point was it was supposed to be broad enough so that we could cover a lot of different things. And so we called it, what did we call it? Legacies? Pipe Smoking Legacies? Legends of the Pipe?
Legends of the Pipe.
There's half a bowl histories.
Half bowl history.
Half a bowl history. That's what you said. You were like, half a bowl history. You remember that?
And then I was like, and then we got on air and I called it a half pipe history.
Half pipe, that's what it was.
And then you were like, what are we going to, like, skateboarding or something?
It was, oh man. We were down at this like hole in the wall restaurant right before we recorded that episode, and we still couldn't come up with a name. So we just tossed it out and we said, we'll name it later. And I think, if I'm remembering correctly, that was our, the sailor.
Popeye?
No, not Popeye. No. The oceanographer, explorer, Jacques Cousteau.
Oh,
thank you.
Cousteau. Yeah, yes. I remember that.
Yeah, and so
that
we just named the episode Jacques Cousteau, you know, series pending. But yeah, so of course the Heroes of the Bowl kind of took on a life of its own. Tracking and packing. First Thanksgiving episode was episode 16.
This is one of the most frustrating episodes for me because it's like, okay, we're going to talk about things and accessories for your pipes and how to store stuff and how to carry stuff. And we're a podcast, and it's really hard to show something to someone through a podcast.
Right.
And it was always kind of hard. You're like, how do I describe this, like, DOP kit that I'm going to put my pipes in? Well, it was always difficult.
It was a rough one. It was kind of an unfortunate situation because tracking and packing, the mindset was, okay, it's Thanksgiving. You're going to be traveling. You know, we get pipe questions all the time about how to travel with your pipes. What a great way to do it. Give it an eccentric, you know, episode unto itself. And then Thanksgiving came around again, and we're like, well, let's just do it again. And then it came around again. And let's do it. It got to the point where John David was pulling out these massive purses, these pipe purses. You remember that?
But they work.
They work.
But I just don't know how to describe them.
Was getting rough. It was getting a little rough. I was still like, you know, a sock is great. You just pack it in a sock and you're like, no, here's a massive case.
Dude,
like,
look, it's got all these loops and stuff. Instead of putting your toothpaste in it, you stick your pipe cleaner in there.
So it got a little high class and as we kept on going along. Episode 23, Art of Blending, War of the Roses. Okay, so this is, longtime listeners may recall there was a little bit of like some back and forth about a blend here at the Country Squire called Lancaster. All right, now Lancaster was a caramel blend.
Right.
That we no longer make. It is no longer with us.
It was vanquished.
It was vanquished. Of course, Lancaster, the historic household that was the enemy of the House of York. I took great offense to the fact that there would be a Lancaster pipe tobacco, but not a York pipe tobacco of some sort. And so the Art of Blending kind of started a little bit of a conversation around this concept. They would eventually go on to become the White Rose and a celebrated pipe tobacco.
Yeah, we still sell White Rose, sell a lot of it.
There you go. Tobacco talk. All right. We're a pipe tobacco podcast. It took us 24 episodes to finally talk about tobacco. How did that happen? First two pipe tobaccos we talked about was Escudo and Hunting Creek.
Yeah. Initially the idea was, let's pick one from the market, right? One from the greater, like, oh, you can get this tobacco anywhere. And then we'll pick one from the Squire, right? We'll talk about one of our tobaccos that we blend here in the shop. And so, you know, I'm actually thinking about this. I'm really proud of it. Like, Escudo is one of the most picked apart tinned tobaccos out there. Everyone's smoked it. Everyone's tried it. Like, everyone's got their opinions about it. It's changed over time. And it's like, well, do you mean the Escudo from this year or this year? All this stuff. But it's like, no, we started with that. It's like, well, if we're going to do this, let's talk about Escudo. Because everyone's talked about Escudo.
Yeah.
And it's still one of my favorites. Hunting Creek is one of our most complex blends. It's an English aromatic. It's got those, tasting notes of vanilla and cream. But then it's got this Latakia that makes it you know, gives it some depth and some weight. And yeah, I'm glad we did those two. Those are two good ones to do.
All right, that was episode 24. This next one makes me so happy. You know, so many times there's been a series that I kind of feel is a little self-serving that I really enjoy, that I don't know that many people enjoy, but some of y'all enjoy, and that's the Pirates and Pipe Tobacco series.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I like wedge this in somewhere over time. We started the Pirates and Pipe Tobacco series back on episode 27.
See, that's a lot earlier than I thought.
That's a lot earlier than I thought.
Because in my mind, that kind of developed later.
It did. Well, yeah. So originally, it was because of this article that came out about this, like, discovered pirate ship. And on the pirate, like as they were unearthing it or unwatering it or whatever that is, you know, they were bringing it to the surface. They found all of these cases, like cases and cases of clay pipes. And I was like, oh, man, this is like two of my loves coming together. This is beautiful. And so we did our first episode there. And I enjoyed the concept so much. And talked you into it enough that we ended up turning it into a little bit of a thing over time.
It was great.
It was great. It was wonderful.
I learned a lot through that and had a lot of fun. It was special for me, too, to see something that, like, you know, Bo loves the pipe, and we connected through the pipe, and the show's about the pipe. But to see something that Bo is really passionate about and that just really, you know, lights you up, like, it was neat to see something that Bo could really, really take into. And those were some very memorable episodes.
Yeah, it was fun.
They were.
Okay. Episode 31, the first Squire Select. Now,
which we just did our last Squire Select.
We just did our last Squire Select.
We paired it with barbecue. I actually haven't eaten yet.
Okay.
I'm so hungry.
Once again, this is just continuing the theme of like started from the bottom, now we're down here somehow. Okay. Our first ever Squire Select. This is what we had.
The first one ever.
The first one ever.
And remember, we were broke.
Buffalo Trace, Talisker 10. And Blanton's on our first ever Squire Select.
Was that the month I missed my light bill?
How did we afford that? That's what I don't understand. It makes absolutely no sense. Now, this is interesting. I'm curious if you would still do this pairing, because you paired Blanton's with Baker Street.
Yeah.
Buffalo Trace with Cherokee.
Yeah.
Talisker 10 with Cornishman.
I stand by all that.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sense.
No, that's good. That was before my time.
There you go. All right. Episode 40. Episode 40, Pipe Culture. Now, Pipe Culture is an important series, I think, for, you know, I think in really defining Country Squire Radio's voice in the community, or at least I'd like to think that's the case.
I would agree with that. I think, you know, people, you know, pipe smokers tune in, we give reviews and we talk about products, but like, I kind of think our bent on that has been probably the most influential thing, or, you know, at least the most talked about part of our, you know, I don't know, catalog or whatever, but
right.
Yeah, you know, those Pipe Culture episodes, those were really an important part of our DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do y'all remember did y'all listen to the hipster one? Everybody listen to the hipster one? Yeah. Okay. So we did Pipe Culture Hipsters, and man, that might have been the first time that we got a real controversial episode, because the reality is like, you know, the Heroes thing, we got some feedback on about the title and everything. Okay. You know, this is just good, like, suggestions, mostly coming in love. But when we just put hipsters in the title, people didn't listen to the episode. They just saw hipsters in it. So what we got, and the Pipe Culture series as a whole got a lot of this flag. It was like, why are you trying to put us in a box? And it's like, we're not. It's a broad study of the of the space. Look at the various aspects of the culture surrounding the pipe. We're not trying to define that. We're trying to analyze that. There's two different things.
They came out of their skinny jeans to choke you in their dreams.
Then there was the ones like how you know, everybody's talking about the hipsters and everything else. Like, yo, this is a pipe podcast. We're hipsters. We're not talking about you. We're talking about us. So that was always kind of interesting to get the pushback on that one.
It's kind of funny. I'll just mention real quick, one of our guests that we're honored to have today, Adam Floyd with Get Pipe Podcast, recently had an experience on his show where, like, he got some pushback. And you know, his show is kind of probably, Adam, was it one of the first times you got that? Was that kind of, you know, some...
I just have really thin skin, so everything...
Bro, me too.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, no, I'm not like Mr. Thin Skin. But, like, it was so... You know, I'm listening to Adam. I'm getting into his show. Our show's going away. And so I've been like, man, I need to listen to more podcasts, you know? And so I've been listening to Adam's. And I've been actually listening to Brian some, too, because I just...
Listen to Brian?
I'm desperate. I need content.
Oh, wow.
And okay. But anyway, it's been really fun to kind of engage in that. Because I don't... Until recently, I just haven't listened to podcasts. I can probably count the podcasts of ours.
You don't listen to our podcast.
podcast. I probably count our episodes that I've listened to on four fingers.
And it's probably the last four episodes.
And it's probably been the last four episodes.
That's right.
But it's so funny. I was listening to Adams. He was like dealing with this pushback and being honest about it and also kind of giving his perspective to, you know, it's really a good way you did it. And I was like, man, I remember that first time that we kind of got nailed. And like, I felt that. And I was like, people don't love me anymore.
I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, you're like the velociraptor.
There you go.
Got thick skin.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we'll be talking about that in a minute. Pipe Smoking 101, the first ever Pipe Smoking 101. It took us like almost a year to do one of these. And it's like the most obvious thing. So many people are writing in. We've got the question at this point, the pipe question of the week that we introduced into it.
Yeah.
And really, it was a great opportunity. There was kind of this balance where, you know, after some time, you feel like you have to kind of represent the, you know, the knowledge base that's present on the show. But the reality is there's so many people in that kind of entry level mindset that are just trying to ask, you know, what some of us might consider basic questions, but are pretty big questions because you're trying to get that first leg up. So Pipe Smoking 101 was a great opportunity to do that. And it was also kind of clickbaity. So it always ended up being the Pipe Smoking 101 series is probably our most downloaded series.
No, they are, because people, when they're looking, they're new pipe smokers and like, what can help me with this?
Yeah.
I don't have a country squire in my town. Like, where do I go to find out about like how to do this?
Yeah.
And then they find those episodes and they, you know, I think they're really helpful. I was honestly honored by the people that were like, man, you'd help me so much figure out how to get past this thing. And some of these people would call me on the phone after the episode and be like, is this what you meant? Is this what you meant?
Can we talk about the fact that this is really, really weird. Most podcasts don't have a public phone number where you can just call at any time. But the country squire, John David, especially like in the early days of the show, like picking up, people would call the shop nonstop just to talk to John David. And if that was you, you apologize.
No.
You apologize to this man. No, if you're
going
to call up his shop, you need to buy something.
No. Look, the people that are here, that use the phone to call me, like they're friends.
There's a reason he hired another JD. Okay, he made that whole joke, but he's like I'm JD.
If you know some more JDs, like we're trying to collect them all, kind of like Pokemon. We want to get all of them and just collect them. So we just have them around the shop.
I will say though, on the 101 thing, like, look, you know, I know the pipe content creators that are already here probably know this all very well, but anybody that's looking to get in the space, it's just a wonderful way, to, you know, present some knowledge as long as you are knowledgeable about it and can do so in a way that introduces somebody kind of with the tenderness that, you know, is required with somebody who's trying to pick up and light a pipe and figure out all the complicated things of this really beautiful community.
Want to make it accessible and easy to get into let's make the onboarding process just right.
All right, so that's the first year of Country Squire Radio. All of those episodes are, you know, lost to time, except for, you know, for our patrons who've been able to enjoy them. Let's talk about a couple of like really important milestone moments here. October 2015, the New Orleans Pipe Show. This was big. This was when all of a sudden the aha moment really happened for John David.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I was like, why are we doing this? Like, I know people are listening, they call occasionally and all this kind of stuff, but we went to New Orleans and there was an international pipe show and people were there from all over. And it was the one and only New Orleans pipe show, and you know, I'm hoping it'll come back at some point. I think there's a good chance it will. But it was the only one and only, but it's New Orleans. New Orleans is such a cool place. And so people are like, I want to go to New Orleans for a pipe show. You know, that sounds awesome. We went to the Barrique Factory, all that stuff. But when we went there, I had 75-year-old men, not 75-year-olds, but 75-year-old men.
I think, okay.
You get it.
Yeah.
I had these older men come up to me, and they were like, man, I've been searching for content like this related to the pipe for years. I had this guy, I can't remember his name, and I'm ashamed about that, but like, man, he was from Pennsylvania. I think he was from Pittsburgh. And he came up to me and hugged me. And he was like, man, thank you. Like, my wife and I, like, every Tuesday night, I think we were coming out with the shows at that point. He was like, every night, like, this is what we do. I pour a glass of wine for each of us. We sit on the patio. I smoke my pipe. And we listen to you. And that's the first time I had that experience in person with someone. And I realized, like, people are listening to this.
Yeah.
Like, it really blew my mind.
That was at the Perique Farm, right?
It was.
Or was it
It was at the Perique farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the farm where they processed.
Well, yeah, the processing
La Poche. Yeah, right, but right, anyway, right. It was man, that was special.
Yeah,
and you know, Brian, you probably remember some of your first experiences like that too, like where you realized, like, oh crap, people are actually desperate enough to tune into this.
Well, people are listening and they're connecting with it
in a really powerful way.
Yeah. So New Orleans was really special. We also, as part of that trip, kind of had a meetup that we hosted at the Cigar Factory, which I absolutely love in the French Quarter in New Orleans. And if you've never been, highly recommend. And a lot of folks, it was great. We just kind of held court there and got a chance to meet some folks.
Yeah.
I got to take people to Frenchman Street and show them some different places, give them some good food, and you know, kind of do a real quick walkthrough, like, okay, go here, go here, go here. And now it's like, all right, now all the good music's in like three or four different locations, like right down the street. But it's you know, a whole other thing. But anyway, back then too, people were always writing into the show because they wanted to know where to go in New Orleans. I actually had to keep a Google Drive folder with all of my New Orleans recommendations because we were getting a lot of those emails all the time just because we enjoy New Orleans and we love to big up them even though, you know, we're right here in Jackson. Now, here's the thing. 2015 was New Orleans. 2016 was Chicago. The first time that we went to the Chicagoland Pipe Show and we didn't just go. We were there with a table right at the front, like the entryway.
Yeah, we broadcasted.
Yeah.
From the show, we were right up front, and they asked us to be right there, and we were pulling people. I was starstruck.
Look, this is the thing, especially like a lot of y'all content creators today, what y'all don't understand is like when you're right there at the front entrance of the Chicago Pipe Show in 2016, everybody comes up to you and says, "So, what's a podcast?" Oh, y'all are on the radio. Okay, all right.
People asked us what station.
What station
on the radio
y'all on? Yeah. So how do
people
I get
from
that?
Chicago don't talk like that.
But no, you're right. Right. You're right. It was the general energy is what I was trying to convey there. No, but that really was. It was an amazing experience to be able to come out and meet some amazing folks and kind of see the state. I remember connecting with Brian out there. I think that was the first time that we actually met in person.
In person.
In person. No, because he came by the shop.
Oh, no, at the New Orleans show the year before.
But you came by the shop before the New Orleans show because I remember meeting you in the shop.
That's
the
right.
Two of y'all sitting together was kind of a moment. But yeah, so Chicago Pipe Show was amazing, and really it was getting a chance to meet some of our listeners from out in that area as well.
Yeah, that was special.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 2017, already made mention of this, but the International Pipe Club is born, and that is really what launched us to the next level and really kept us going. That was, to say that was kind of a potentially breakable moment for the show is perhaps an understatement. We knew when we were launching that Patreon that it was going to be a big ask for you guys to support us and to kind of keep it on the air. But literally, if
we were stunned,
if the support wasn't there, the show wasn't going to be there much longer. And the support came, and like y'all really. It was an emotional episode when we did that one because we did it live and we did it from the old shop. And I remember very specifically before the words were out of my mouth explaining everything,
ding,
we already had our first club member.
Do you remember who it was?
It was Russ Hicks. Yeah.
He's
not here today.
Russ really wants to be here today, but he can't.
And Russ, of course, has been featured on the show.
Dear friend.
Since. But like, I will never forget that validation that like in that moment
just
was
like that.
It was so powerful
just
and
like
and so many people awesome. Followed suit very quickly thereafter. Oh y'all, it's emotional. I'm sorry. I'm awesome. getting a little choked up here. 2018, February 2018, McClellan exits the industry. And we did an episode called End of the Era, not because of that, but it was actually at the same time, so it was kind of an appropriate title for that episode where we announced it. Shortly thereafter, we did an episode that was called Life After McClellan. That was in 2018. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. July, you know what? No, let's talk about it now. Let's talk about
it. Get it out.
Let's get it out. Okay. So a couple years ago, y'all might recall we did a little episode, The McClellan Legacy. This was an episode that was a long time in the making. And it's kind of hard to really kind of state why that episode needed to happen. We had a lot of love and respect for McClellan, for the products they made, for the talent that was behind the scenes. But we had heard from a lot of pipe shops, and I'd heard from John David, and as I traveled around and met different pipe shop owners, heard so many times about how the way in which they exited really did damage to the industry, specifically to these mom and pop tobacconists that were out there. And nobody was talking about this. No, like they did not feel represented. They would constantly hear kind of the celebration of McClellan and Mike specifically, and this is all happening while they've been struggling, they've been hurt by this, and it was something that really bothered me, something that had to really be given voice to. You think about this industry is such a niche industry, and we're talking about these tobacconists who are a niche group within this niche industry, and they were affected in a way that even their customers didn't understand. And so, and it's one of those situations where it was very important to me that this is an episode that we had, to the point where I kept on bringing this up whenever, you know, I would travel and I'd hear stories. People like,
I didn't want to do it.
We're going to do this episode.
I didn't want to do it.
You didn't want to do it at first.
Just let dogs lie. I didn't want to do it.
A gift came in the form of John David's children, because John David's children took John David off the show for a couple weeks. And the insane people got a hold of the asylum. And so me and Russ, a couple years ago, recorded an episode of Country Squire Radio.
You didn't even tell me about it, did you?
That no one has ever heard before. And it was the first version of the McClellan legacy. And as I listened to the episode, the only thing I could think of is John David is going to kill me. If they don't kill him first. And so we realized that the energy behind that episode needed the John David effect. It needed a little bit more of that respect, a little bit more of, you know, the tenderness. But also in this, I was re-listening to this episode specifically before this show, because I hold it up as one of the most important episodes of Country Squire Radio that we've ever put out. And your tenderness in that episode to pay respect to somebody who was very talented.
That was well-deserved respect.
Well-deserved respect to his talent.
So much mixed emotions about it all.
But you opening up about the way that impacted you and hearing from tobacconists, some represented in this room right now, who felt seen and heard by what you said and the way that you said it, was so powerful. Y'all, we still get messages from some people behind the scenes in the McClellan organization about how appreciative they are for that show. I know for so many of you, you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Well, you know, I kind of found McClellan afterwards.
There was a sense in which, and again, I'm the people pleaser, super codependent, you know, just like, oh, you're upset? Oh, let me refill your drink, you know. I want everyone to be happy. But so that was difficult for me to do that. Yeah. But it was also very cathartic, because that was a really difficult season, and I kind of felt like I was able to process it with you, but also show some light to the people out there that were also affected by it. Yeah. So in the end, I'm proud we did it. I think it's good content. I think it was necessary, but it was hard.
Yeah,
that was hard.
Well, and so there was some pushback, but there was a lot of support from the industry. One person I really do want to highlight is Brian Levine. I know we've mentioned him several times, and there's a reason for that. But Brian, you know, really stood behind us. He was like, look, they can say whatever they want to say on their show, and I respect what they're saying. I stand behind them. And let me tell you something. I wasn't going to do this right now, Brian. At some point, I know you want to say some things to us and that sort of thing. I'm going to give you an opportunity later. But Brian Levine is just one of the weirdest human beings on the planet. This man right here, if you are ever so lucky to have your number one competitor be Brian Levine, let me tell you, that is a gift. Because there has never been anybody that I've had as a rival that I respect so much. I'm being dead serious.
That's true.
The great thing is, and we got to talk about this, the way in which we met Brian Levine is kind of interesting, because it was before we met Brian Levine. This is a story I actually like to tell people.
This is great.
It's never really been shared on the mic.
I don't even know if he remembers this.
He probably doesn't, which is why I'm a little nervous telling this story right now. So I'm gonna praise him pretty hard. But here's the thing. No, Brian, no. Not okay.
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
So we had just done an episode, or at least a question was answered, on the topic of Latake and Perique. John David had said something about the processing behind said Latake and Perique. Now, I was very young in my pipe tobacco knowledge. I'm still pretty young in my pipe tobacco knowledge, if I'm being totally honest. But John David had said something about the process and everything that apparently Brian disagreed with, or had said something like, this was said and now people think this, and I don't think that was right. Now, he never called us out by name. He never mentioned the show. He never mentioned John David.
Do you remember that?
Do you remember this?
You don't remember it a bit.
All right.
That's the healthiest way to do it.
That is the healthiest way to do it. So I started getting emails from folks like, Brian Levine is calling y'all out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, who is Brian Levine?
That literally happened.
Now, Pipes the Magazine. It's
this guy calling us out. That's really how we were introduced.
We were like, that Brian Levine. Pipes the Magazine. And so I am initially first, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we put out wrong information. Like, we've got to, like, okay, this is a good opportunity for us to kind of own our mistake, kind of demonstrate that, yeah. You know, and be, you know.
You remember Adam? Yeah, you know how that is.
Be good, you know, to do the right thing here. So, you know, we're messaging back and forth. I was like, okay, you know, what did you say? I was like, oh, I said this. I was like, okay, were you wrong? And you're like, no. I wasn't wrong.
No. Do I need to explain what we're talking about? I'm still right.
Yeah. Go ahead. If you want to see. It's very nerdy.
When you eat a pickle, that wasn't grown as a pickle plant. There is no pickle plant. You don't grow, there's no pickle tree. There's no, you know, I mean, you just don't have that unless you're Dr. Seuss or something. And when you, there is no Latakia plant. There is no Perique plant. Like the Latakia comes through a process, and there's a Perique-ing process that turns a strain of burley into this beautiful, spicy, nicotine laden leaf. And you don't just have that. And so there's a leaf native to the Middle East called the Sheikh El Bint plant.
It's so nerdy.
And it becomes Latakia through people burning indigenous woods and then, you know, exposing the leaf to that. But there is no Latakia plant. And that is true and has always been true.
Well, so this was the general conversation.
And there is no pickle plant. You have a cucumber, you make a pickle out of a cucumber.
So I tell John David the next day, I actually go to your house and we talk about this. We have a summit. At this point, there's a Pipes Magazine radio, Country Squire radio cold war that nobody knows about. Not even Brian Levine, apparently. But this is what was going down. So we decide, like, okay, we're going to get together. And, you know, next episode, we're going to start it off. And I'm just, you know, whatever the topic is, yada, yada, yada. I'm gonna say, John David, you know, a couple weeks ago, you had said this thing. There's been some discussion about it. And, you know, some folks think that maybe that wasn't right. Do you want to reiterate what you said last time? And he said it just like that, as nerdy as he just said. And this was the Cold War that existed between us and Brian Levine. Now, this is the thing. We were scared of Brian Levine. A little bit.
I mean, look at it.
A little bit. He could squash us with his foot, and he knows it. So you got to recognize the respect here. And so we're like, okay, we just had this whole back and forth thing. There's a couple of different ways you can go with this. And we're like, I think we need to kill this man with kindness. And so we were like, you know what? Never will you ever hear us say a bad word about Brian Levine. Oh, we'll give him a hard time, and God knows he does the same thing to us. But never will you hear us say a bad word for Brian Levine. And one of the things that was before we got to know him, and yeah. The great thing is we got to know him, this man embraced us, took us under his wing in so many different ways. And so it's such an interesting way how the rivalry kind of started and how it's evolved into this really good thing. We pushed each other. Both of our shows, I think, have been made better by that. And like I said, like, who else can say that their top rival is going to show up, well, to dance on their grave? Is that what he's here
That's
doing?
That's what he's here
That's
doing.
That's what he's doing. You came to our final show to dance. I don't know. But to be here to show that kind of love, appreciation, respect. So, Brian, thank you. Round of applause again for Brian.
Can we give Brian a round of applause?
That's right.
And if
That's
you're
right.
listening, of course, you know, please listen to the Pipes Magazine
That's
radio
right.
show. Brian said the other day, he's like, I'm just glad y'all are ending. But he's also like, I'm kind of jealous because I got to keep doing this.
yeah, retire. How did we get to retire before you? That's the crazy thing. 2018, one last time from the old shop.
That's right.
Yeah. So one of the things that you may notice is kind of once we leave from here, y'all will be able to see the shop, hang out there. Two doors down or one door down?
If you go into the liquor store at the end of this row right here,
right,
the liquor
way,
store,
yeah.
They have a wine area that's to the far, what's that, the left,
to,
far left?
To be the right?
Your other right.
You know, when you're going in, it's your left. Yes.
Yeah. And so where all their wine is right there, that's where the Country Squire started.
That's
that
right.
used to be our shop in that area. As a matter of fact, their storeroom in the back still smells like cigar ash. And to this day. But that's where the Country Squire was. The liquor store needed to expand, and then we did too. And so we moved into our existing space, and the rest is history.
There you go.
And we're bursting at the seams now. So,
man, this is great too. So that was in 2018. 2019, monumental moment for us, because 2019, Ewoks. Brian Levine also, this was Brian Levine's idea. I feel like this needs to be stated. I think it's appropriate that it comes down. We had said something about, I think I said there was no pipe smoking in Star Wars. Brian Levine was like, Ewoks. And I was like, ooh, Ewoks. So we did an episode entitled Ewoks. So when we talk about controversial episodes of Country Squire Radio, Ewoks seem to divide everybody right down the middle as to whether or not that was an appropriate topic for a pipe tobacco podcast.
I don't even think it was a divide. I think it was you and me and then everybody else.
No, that show got a lot of love, man. That show got a lot of love. It got a lot of hate, but it got a lot of love. And it needs to be stated.
It was so shameful.
Here's something else that happened in 2019. Episode 300.
Yeah.
Now, episode 300 was really special for us because we got to celebrate it with our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That's right.
Back then, for episode 300, John David got a chance to sit down with Phil, who is at the time the general manager there. Today, we would like to invite the current general manager up here for a few moments to sit down at episode 500 with John David.
Come on, Shannon.
Come on, Shannon.
Yep. Y'all, Shannon,
hello.
Thank you for coming on. Of course, you know, we have a long history with Missouri Meerschaum. You know, such a big part of the reason we've been able to continue to do what we've done has been because of your support.
Thank
and,
you so
and,
much.
And it, I feel like, and I've said this multiple times to you and your father, who, you know, was GM before, and I feel kind of like...
I even remember him.
You remember him?
I do.
Feels
I,
great.
He is.
But, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like we're a part of y'all's team. You know, like you didn't just sponsor the show, like you included us as a part of your staff almost. We just had this cohesive amount. The DNA of our businesses, my business, your business, our show is so tight knit and so close together.
It is. We even have you on our website.
You do?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, we do. You should definitely go to the, you know, our story and underneath, and even for the wholesale, you are on there. Yeah, Country Squire's on our website.
That is so
our
funny.
Website, yeah.
That is so funny.
I can't believe you don't go there. yes, you are a part of our staff now. We're going to have a talk later.
Yeah.
Clearly.
We're going to have to. I've got some repenting to do, but... You know, it is neat though. Like we really, because our DNA as businesses are so similar, it was just from the very beginning a perfect mesh. And that's something that came out of New Orleans too, Bo. Was that?
Yes, I remember
where you got linked up with these guys, and mm-hmm. it just flourished. So anyway, we have just been so proud to be a mouthpiece for all the incredible things that you guys do for the pipe community. And I tell you what, if there's a pipe show, you know, Missouri Meerschaum is going to be there, and they are going to support the new pipe smoker and the learned pipe smoker and all in between. And you guys have just been so supportive. I mean, you know, when pipe shows were in question because of all the crazy stuff going on in this country, who was consistent but Missouri Meerschaum? And we as a community just thank you so much for what you do.
Well, and we greatly appreciated you guys through this entire time and all of the different segues. And I just want you guys to know that we were listening the entire time, and we do have a small gift for both of you. The first one, of course, would be for Bo, because we got the hint. I'm going to tell you we got
is
the
it
hint.
A, is it a muzzle? Can you give Bo a muzzle?
No, that's I left that for
you. Oh, that's
you.
Me.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to shout out this bag. This is a beautiful bag.
Man, Missouri Meerschaum, they actually make these gorgeous bags. It's just a multi-purpose bag that are like...
It is.
Like a kind of a canvas thing, you know?
Yeah, and, burlap.
They're
you know,
a little burlap it,
yeah, you know,
thing,
so
but they're really
it's
beautiful.
It's the gift that keeps
it's a Tiberius!
Giving.
She got me a Tiberius!
I did. Like I said, we got the hint.
Yes.
We got the
Look
hint.
That's great.
We got Look the hint.
Sorry, I got to take your mic. This is like... The stem work on this thing is incredible, isn't it? That is awesome.
I wanted to definitely make sure you got one, and then I got you a little gift also.
Shannon just handed me this bag. Oh my gosh.
This is a reverse calabash we're going to be coming out with
no way.
Within the next couple weeks, and I wanted to make sure you got one.
You're debuting it.
I would have given you one, but that was definitely,
this
I got the
right
hint.
Thing.
Yes.
You're
so.
Debuting this right now on the
yes,
show.
Yes, correct.
So
correct.
She has just handed me a gorgeous
yes,
reverse
yes.
calabash.
The name of that is the Cadell.
The Cadell.
The Cadell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, so.
One thing I notice about this pipe, now it's kind of a, it's a, It's a, you got a picture with this, and there's barbecue in the background.
It's fitting. So, it's a corn cob.
Well, the corn with the barbecue.
Right.
That's what we were missing.
Exactly. Right.
So this is really neat. One thing I notice about this pipe, it's chunky. It's kind of a nose warmer.
Mm-hmm.
But, Shannon, is the shank of this actually a cob also?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it
so
is.
That's something that's interesting. You know, a lot of times you see on Missouri Meerschaums, they don't have the shank portion as a cob as well, but here you do.
Yes, yes. And we rebranded last year, so that is in the elite line.
Hmm. Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So
well, I noticed the stem is really high quality too, right?
Yes. So you'll notice the sticker. So that's our elite line sticker. So, but I wanted you to have one.
Thank you, Shannon.
So, from us, and you know, our love for you too is endless.
That's so kind.
I'm going to say so. Thank you, and you know, we'll be friends forever. So
we will.
That's just
we
how
will.
It is.
It's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, we always say to take a selfie. You know, I think we got to take a selfie right now with Shannon.
Let's do it.
Let's do that. With all y'all in the background too.
Perfect.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank
Shannon, thanks
guys
for coming
for
on. Oh, that's great. We're so glad you're here.
No problem.
All right. Y'all give thanks to Shannon for coming. I'm so glad. I'm so honored to have one of these. That's amazing.
I got
that's
a Tiberius.
You've been wanting
I've wanted this
you've
for
been
so
forever.
Long.
This is beautiful. It looks like they've...
oh, my gosh.
It's kind of a brindled stem, almost like a Cumberland style stem. That's really, really pretty.
Oh,
so
man.
Looking forward to smoking that. I might smoke that this afternoon.
All right, there's
put
one
my,
other...
Put my Cartman pipe to the side.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, man. So there's a couple more things we got to do here, man.
Yep.
We got a couple more things. But there's one individual that could not be here that we need to really give a shout out for. This person, this entity, I should say, was born February 19th of 2020. And, of course, I'm referring to Pipe Smoking Steve. Pipe Smoking Steve, the International Pipe Smoking Day Velociraptor, drives around in a magical country squire, handing out church wardens, McClelland, and escudo with like the crystals on it and all that kind of good stuff to all of the good pipe smokers who put out there.
If you were good.
If you were good. And if you were bad, John David?
I can't remember.
He gives you the hamster cage.
Oh, the hamster cage.
The hamster cage pipe tobacco. My goodness. Anyway, Pipe Smoking Steve, born 2020. Weird that thing took such a life of its own in such a short amount of time. But we've gotten such amazing like Pipe Smoking Steve art over the last couple of years, which has been really kind of cool and fun to see. So may he continue to live on long past Country Squire Radio. Maybe he'll make an appearance in other media.
Yeah, it's really cool. Our friends from Canada, Kayla and Ben, that came down. Kayla actually drew. Did you do it on your way down here? On her way down here, she did a pencil drawing of Pipe Smoking Steve.
Hanging up in the shop,
and
right?
It's hanging up in the shop next to our letter from Pilgrim Zach that is not decipherable. And so if you'd like to see it, it's in there. He's got a monocle. He's so cute.
So I can't believe you forgot the hamster cage, because honestly, one of the favorites from the fans has been the hamster cage series. Now, it's funny because not only has From the Hamster Cage with Love, but also the Pipe Shop Fails series. When I ask people what their favorite shows are, why do y'all pick those? Those are so negative. What does that say about us as humanity? But no, that's what everybody says. They always go to the Hamster Cage with Love and the Pipe Shop Fails. But On the flip side, one of the favorite series has been the How to Train Your Palate series, which I think really kind of expanded.
I had a lot of fun with that. I really did. That was one of my most probably proud series as a professional, you know, the research that went into it and the thought that went into it. I had a lot of fun with that.
It was a good one.
That was great.
It was a good one. It was recommended from one of the elders at my church. And he was thrilled that we did, 25 of those episodes, was it?
It wasn't that many, but probably felt like it.
It was a lot of them. All right, over the years, we've had a lot of fun. We come up with some fun, I was like to say, punny names. We had Hello Castello. We had Kamoy Meets World. Do or DIY.
Cobb
Foolery. Yeah, Kamoy Meets World was pretty good. Dishing on Cavendish, Lunch This Way, Attack of the Dunhill Clones, which I'd forgotten about until very
recently.
That's
good. That was good.
That was fun.
You know, Dunhill Clone Tobaccos, yeah.
We had I Heart Stokeby. We had Tamp That Ash. That took on a life of its own, unfortunately.
Tamp That Ash.
Breaking Briar was one that we liked so much, we apparently used that one twice. Once during the first 100, and actually I think the second one was during the first 100 too, which is really bad. Stem Long and Prosper, A Look at Vulcanite. That was good! That was good!
Stem Long and Prosper.
A Look at Vulcanite. That's so good. That's so good. I think that was great. I thought was creative. I don't think it landed with everybody. It was The Abstract Nature of Cinema Smoking Vessels, which was our look at Wes Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was fairly clever. Yeah. But I know that's more like a, clever type of response as opposed to laugh out loud.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, probably our most celebrated episode, Benches Be Trippin', which was the long history legacy of enjoying your pipe on a park bench.
Benches Be Trippin'.
No. But could you imagine... Could you imagine what that show would have been?
He wanted to work it in.
Every single day.
We talked about all these cool places we smoke a pipe, from the leather chair, from your patio and all this stuff. He's like, benches be tripping.
Yeah, it would have been great. I wanted somebody to trip over the bench in front of the Squire before we recorded, and then we'd be able to work it in, and it never happened. So here at episode 500,
That's so ridiculous.
Okay, personal reflections, man. All right, we bring it on home. Everybody's been here for a long while. They're ready to get out there and smoke the pipe. A few personal things I think we should kind of work through here. Top five personal favorites for you, episodes.
I think as far as, I don't have an order, but as far as the most fun I've had on the show, the Pipe Shop Fails episode always has to come at the very top. Think too about the McClelland episode that we did. That was a proud moment of mine because in some ways it really forced me to step out of my box a little bit. So I'd had to kind of get my wits about me to make that one happen. And then, you know, oddly enough, the last...
I was proud of you for that one.
Well, thank you.
No, I really was. I know I like talked about it a lot before, but like, honestly, I was really proud of you because it did.
It was really hard, unlike
John David to weigh into such a heavy topic like that.
It was hard for me.
And of all the people on the mic, he was the one taking the most risk. I'm proud of you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. I still have so many feelings about it that I'd like to quit talking about it now.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't really have five episodes. I have four. The other two are very recent episodes, and they were episodes about our faith. Mm. And then also our most recent episode that discussed integrity. And, you know, I guess when you're on your way out the door, you kind of have a little license to maybe say just whatever you want to say. And it's like, you start thinking about, like, what are you going to leave people with? You know, if my kids listen to this and I'm not going to make any more episodes of this, like, what, you know, they stumble upon some of these down the road. Like, what are they going to hear, you know? And those two really were precious to me, and I'm glad I got to do that. And I'm honored that most of our listeners were kind enough to let us weave in some of those interesting topics that weren't directly related to the pipe.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun with that. It was very meaningful. So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. What about you?
Many the exact same. I think you got to bust it out. Show them the integrity. Like, when we did the integrity episode... And John David revealed his tattoo, like the dramatic nature of it on the podcast. He just whipped out the integrity. Like it was a moment in the show. I think it's been interesting talking to some of y'all and how y'all actually like y'all felt kind of what we were feeling in that moment. Everything else, it was really cool. It was a very special episode.
It was a sweet time for me.
So that's the thing for me. Yeah, integrity, faith, and McClelland. Those three very much up there. I got to throw in You know, I got to throw in the Monet. I love our Monet episode. Like, I think it's just we had so much fun working on that one, and it was just a fun character from history to kind of go into. And then Calico Jack, the Millennial Pirate.
That was awesome.
That was much fun.
I had a lot of fun with that one.
It was very cathartic. I enjoyed
the Millennial Pirate.
It was great. And that was absolutely great. I stack those, especially the McClellan one is very inside baseball, but the rest of them I really do feel kind of like surpass like just a pipe tobacco podcast and are really on kind of like a next level to me. I think they're really solid. Okay. Most regrettable episode or perhaps worst episode of Country Squire Radio?
Other than Ewoks?
Yes, other than Ewoks.
I really didn't like the tenor of an episode we did with another podcast.
You're not going to call him out right
I'm
now.
I'm not going to call him out.
Just,
but we did and that was probably one of the first 100 episodes, I think, which is really good. I'm glad that it is. But we really, you know, there was a tenor of that episode that didn't feel right to me, and I think in some sense was just not really honoring to the Lord and to our beliefs, and I don't know, I just didn't, there was a tenor there. I'll leave it at that, but I regret that episode, and I think about it sometimes. That's really all I can think of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
That's the one that comes back.
You know, first 100 episodes.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm glad it is.
Yeah. For me, it was the Moby Dick one. I really feel like
we
did not do enough
one.
Research for that one.
That was bad.
And we struggled hard on that one. It was rough. It was like there was this concept of a show that we were after, but we could never quite attain, you know, almost if it was driving us mad while we were trying to find the subject matter and searching the high seas looking for... It didn't go well. It wasn't what it was supposed to be. I remember apologizing to you. I don't think I've ever really apologized after an episode, but I think I apologized to you right after that one. Like, man, I'm sorry. I got nothing. I don't know what happened there.
That was
rough.
Terrible.
Okay. Just general regrets from the show as a whole.
I regret that we didn't, as I'm looking over this crowd of people that have come from all over the country, I regret we didn't do this more often.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Yep. We had the opportunity to do that and we didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I will always look back and say that was a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
that was, and a lot of that was me. I think Bo probably thought we would do more of that. And
well,
y'all,
when I know that it's going to be like this, maybe I'm glad we did.
I'm painfully introverted, and it's really difficult for me to get geared up to do something like this. And so I wish I would have pushed myself harder in that regard.
You know, I think for me the biggest thing that I regret is. So we made the choice to do some experimental shows in this last past year.
Yeah.
I wish we had done that so much sooner. Because I really feel like we were able to kind of do some things and tell some stories and really, again, kind of while still being a pipe podcast, kind of surpass that mandate and really be something special.
Yeah.
I feel like that could have, given the right amount of time, could have really grown into something unique. And also, it was just a lot of fun. It was so much fun because it wasn't just the fact that we were trying these new episodes. It was the fact that we were able to like travel around and really spend time with each other, which is so different. Even back before when we were in the shop, like recording from the shop.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like text each other. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. We got to record in 5 minutes. No, we always gave at least 20 minutes planning.
At least 20 minutes. Yeah. Right.
But like the great thing is with those, we took our time and we prepped and we planned all the episodes.
Yeah.
We were talking about some subject matter that was really, really like personal and allowed us to kind of dive a little deep. Plus we got a chance to really like hang out. And I think honestly, over the last past year, back reconnect again as friends.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference. You ever see watching that Apple Plus show, the morning show? Any of y'all seen that? All right, fair enough. So the idea is it's like a behind the scenes of like one of these morning shows where like the two hosts are like, hey, you know, good morning, Miami, that sort of thing. But like they just come on and what they have together is the time on mic, and then they don't see each other the rest of the time. And when that's the case,
that's
you don't get to really like nourish a friendship.
Yeah,
and so what we got to really do this last past year was really work on that friendship and really like, y'all, we've had such powerful conversations off mic that honestly are just for us, and they're just so precious. Even in the last 24 hours, we've had such a very just personal conversation and just a really, really special conversation that what I love about it is y'all will never hear it. Because, you know what I mean?
Well, no, that's my favorite part.
No, what I'm saying is that it's because at some point, like, you know, when you have a podcast relationship, there's an element where you're inviting people in. But most of your friendships, especially the truest ones, are the ones that not everybody knows about what you're talking about, what's going on. We've really shared a lot with y'all in this last past year. And we've shared a lot with y'all in the last past 10 years. But especially this last past year, I feel like we've really kind of opened up in ways. And anyway, so yeah, I regret we didn't do that sooner. I really do.
Yeah.
I wish we had done that.
That's fair.
And yeah, we could have done live shows along the way. It would have been great.
Yep.
Man, we had a couple behind-the-scenes things to share with y'all, but I feel like they were trickled out all through over. Should we just skip the whole Dagner pipe story?
The danger pipe story? The danger pipe story?
Okay. Maybe we should tell this one.
You want me to tell it?
Please do. Please do.
Do y'all know Jason Dagner and his cool pipes, right?
Wait. Before you, let me set this up with one little caveat.
Fair enough.
How many comic book readers? Some of y'all have read comic books over the days, yes. And so occasionally when you're reading comic, like back in the day, they didn't put comic books on the big screen. What you had was you read them. Now, if you were dyslexic, as you know I am, sometimes when you read something, you see it a certain kind of way. For example, there's a character in comic books called Darkseid. A lot of people call that character Darkseid because they read his name seed versus side because of the way it's spelled. Well, for a dyslexic, everything's spelled weird. So I just want to just say that first off, before anything else. Okay, John David, tell the story.
We love Jason Dagner. And Bo walked up to him.
This was in Chicago?
The Chicago Pipe Show. Yeah. And said, "Hey, I've heard about Danger Pipes. It's nice to meet you." And Bo said that to the wrong person.
Yeah.
On the wrong day. And
he took great offense. You're not streaming this, are you? He took great offense. He's like, "Danger? What do you mean Danger Pipes? Who are you? You got a podcast? No, you don't. Get out of here." He was so mad.
Afterwards, I was like, how am I going to fix this?
This dude tore me up and down for calling him Danger Pipes. And all I wanted to do was compliment his pipes.
I remember having to have at least 3 2-hour-long conversations.
His logo is a skull.
I know. It's dangerous, right?
Look, my parents are here. They can validate this. Back in the day, you know how trash cans say thank you? I used to think it said trash you because it's a trash can and it's right there. Anyway, my point is he did not have to be a jerk about the fact that I was not trying to disrespect the man.
We love Jason. We carry his pipes now. It all worked out
for you. You love Jason. You carry his pipes now. I have never been a fan of Kiss the Ring. No one has ever had to kiss my ring ever. And I did not like appreciate that whole thing. But anyway,
I was mortified.
That's a story that we've never shared on there before.
We've never told that before.
That's right. Okay. All right. So we're going to do something a little special here to kind of close things out. You know, every single episode of Country Squire Radio, you have heard one voice consistently, not John David. He's been off for several episodes because he keeps on having kids or something. I don't know. Okay. I guess you've heard my voice a lot, but I'm sure there's been an episode here or there where you just interviewed some people or something like that.
Sure.
There has been one voice that you have heard consistently, and that is of my wife. And I would like to invite her up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Christina York, round of applause. Who is going to bring us into our next segment?
Quick fire with the Squire.
All right. And by the way, she
all the bumps on the show.
All the bumps
Christina.
On the show.
They're all Christina.
They're all Christina.
they're all recorded at like y'all's dining room table or something.
Like, I know it was in the bedroom. It was in the guest bedroom, and she did so many takes. It's so funny. When I told her we were gonna do this, she's like, "I recorded that 10 years ago. I don't even remember what I said or how I said it." But you did a great job. Thanks, love. Everybody, again, a round of applause for my wife. And while we're at it. And while we're at it, we got to give a major round of applause as well for the First Lady of the Country Squire, the reason why John David's been able to do this. Nina Cole, ladies and gentlemen, John David's wife as well. I got a chance to watch y'all's courtship. I got a chance to, Nina was amongst a very select group of people that could actually sit into the Country Squire while we were recording. And so, you know, getting a chance to see y'all meet, y'all actually met at the Country Squire, fell in love at the Country Squire, and now y'all have to put up every single day with the fact that Country Squire is in y'all's lives. And I know it's got all of the funness that comes along with it. But Nina, thank you so much.
I love you, baby.
Letting me borrow your husband so much. But I was here first. I mean, I really, I feel like that's the thing that doesn't get talked about that much. He was mine. So we love you, Nina. Thank you so much.
I did better, you know.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. You did good. You did good. All right, quick fire questions. We're going to do something a little unique for this. We're going to let y'all just kind of throw out some quick fire questions at random.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
we're
going to
do,
really?
We're just like two or three. I think that would be good. Keep them clean. All right, ready? Go. Anyone? Quick fire questions. Yes, sir.
Has it clicked? Has it clicked?
That's not a quick fire question.
No. But let's try it because we've just given a long answer to that very question.
No. Nah. It's clicking right now.
Yes.
One thing that happened on the day of my wedding, one of my best friends walked up to me and he looked at me and said, I want you to stop. Don't think about all the details. And I just want you to receive this. I want you to take this in. I want you to feel it. When you're standing up there in front of all those people that are here for you and you're about to be wife, you feel it. And friends, I'm feeling it right now. I really am.
So now it's clicking.
It's clicking now.
It's clicking. All right, one more. Yes, sir, in the back.
All right, you're on a desert island.
Okay.
You get to take one blend and one pipe.
Oh.
Desert island, one blend, one pipe. Thank you for this one.
This is going to surprise some people. I have a Stanwell Prince. It's old. It's from the 60s. And everyone knows I love a Bing's favorite. I love a smaller bowl. I love a straight pipe. And the Prince is generally a straight, but we put it in the straight pipe category. But that Stanwell Prince, it's one of the few pipes I have that I just know how to smoke that pipe. Yeah. And like everything I put in it, it just turns into powder. You know what I mean? Regardless of what I put in it. So I'm gonna say that Stanwell pipe, beautiful piece. And
one pipe tobacco.
I'm gonna go with HH Pure Virginia from Mac Baron.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love that tobacco.
All right.
I took that tobacco on our honeymoon.
Aw, yeah. That's sweet.
That's great tobacco.
Sweet? Yeah, sweet. That's sweet. So it's interesting because in preparation for this, I was trying to come through, like, I've been gifted so many pipes over the years, and I was trying to figure out, like, what are kind of those type top tier and that sort of thing. I wanted to showcase them real quick.
Yeah, that's great.
Of them. So this, thank you for this. This will be quick, and I'll put them out. This is a beautiful Ardor pipe. This was a gift from Mark VV right there, Christmas.
Right here.
And this has become one of my absolute favorite pipes. It is just absolutely glorious, and it is a great, great smoker.
Yeah.
And with this one, I smoke a lot of Sleepy Hollow, mostly because I've been smoking this pipe a lot, and I've been smoking a lot of Sleepy Hollow in it. So at the moment, that's probably the top tier right there. But I've also got one. Now, this is ironic because I don't know if Two Combs is still in here, but this is a... So this is your bag. It's not your pipe that's in it though. But I do smoke that pipe a lot. I wanted to make it so it wasn't awkward.
Someone last night, Two Combs will come out of his cave and make like a pipe every 3 or 4 years, and then he'll crawl back into his cave. And every time he makes a pipe, it's stunning and beautiful and all that. But he's still in his cave right now, so we don't have a pipe to put in there.
Yeah, there you go. This is actually from Jim Duchesne. You can't see it from where y'all are sitting, and obviously
it's
the listener
beautiful.
Can't see a thing. But the grain on this thing is incredible. I met Jim in, I want to say, Chicago, I think the second year that we went to Chicago.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
And I was going through, I was collecting audio, I was working, and as I was reminded very recently, it'd be nice to actually go to a pipe show without having to work so that you can actually enjoy it. But the reality is I was going and I was getting interviews and everything, and Jim, I was coming by and, you know, he said something like in passing, you know, kind of making kind of like a friendly joke type deal. It didn't offend me at all. Like, it was just one of those situations like, hey, and then I kind of kept on going. And not because I didn't want to talk to him. I talked to him very briefly, but had to keep moving. And he felt distraught. Like he had like said something that had offended me or really what it was. And he wrote me a long email to kind of explain this. But basically it's like, you know, you hear somebody and you kind of like have this kind of relationship in your mind developed with them. And then you get this opportunity to meet this person. And it's so brief. And the only thing you do is you make a joke you wish you hadn't have made, you know, that kind of thing. So he just felt distraught. And the funny thing is, I know exactly what he's talking about. There's been people that I've listened to. There's been other entertainers and such that I've only had a very brief amount of time. I remember the first time I ever met a minor celebrity, of which I'm not even that. I remember making a joke about the fact that they were a celebrity. They didn't really like connect with what I was saying. And I to this day, I'm still very embarrassed about.
You crawled in your hole with Two Combs.
Exactly. But he gifted me with one of the nicest pipes, like one of the best grain I've ever seen in my entire life.
Jim's great. He does a really
wonderful
good job.
Craftsman.
But hadn't seen Jim in a few years, but love him and love his work.
Absolutely. And then finally, tell people what this is, John David.
Man, I gave you that Savinelli Roma with that beautiful rose-colored stem, and I want to say I gave that to you when you had one of your babies.
It was a combination moment.
Yeah.
So Christina was pregnant with our oldest, and we were in the process of moving from our apartment to the first house we ever purchased, which is in the same neighborhood.
So it was like a housewarming gift.
It was It was a lot. It was a lot.
That's a 315 Savinelli. That's one of my favorite shapes that Savinelli made. Beautiful prints.
Yeah.
And man, it's a great pipe.
Yeah.
You like it?
I love it, man.
I'm glad,
and that's
man.
The thing.
That
I'd seen that, I think, earlier that week and was really admiring it and was thinking, like, I'm going to actually save up and get myself that pipe. And you gifted me that. And it's really special, man.
It's cool.
I was enjoying this one before we recorded today. And with that, I was open some freshly opened Throgmorton Cellar. So those are two pipe tobaccos and three different pipes. So I kind of cheated on the rules, but... But there you go. All right, we got to give some final thanks to some folks real quick that honestly probably need a lot more than real quick. But the reality is we would not have been able to do this podcast if not for Kim, who was the owner of the Country Squire prior to John David. When I pitched John David on the idea, we knew we couldn't really go anywhere with it unless she got on board. And we were kind of nervous about that. I was certainly nervous about that.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping she'd say no.
Yeah. She didn't. But very grateful to her and her family.
Kim's
and the
a
Reeves.
Dear friend, and I wouldn't have the career that I have now without her. And I thank her for trusting me with her family's legacy. I really do. Yeah.
We've got to give a major shout out, and I'm going to ask you guys to give the biggest applause for Mike, our editor, who has worked on all of these episodes of Country Squire. Give it up for Mike.
Because he's edited a lot.
as our live audience have seen, we're not that good, but he makes us sound good. So, like, he does a great job. He couldn't be here, but Mike, we're thinking about you, and thank you so much for working on this
Love
episode.
You, Mike.
Mike hears things all the time where he's heard, "I'm sorry, Mike," so many times.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead and cut that. Mike, John David shouldn't have said that. Please cut the last 30 seconds. That sort of thing. We got to give it up to the interns, Tim, Caleb, and Quinn.
Everybody, Caleb Crawford. Where's Caleb Crawford? Right there.
No!
Caleb Crawford, he's right there.
No, that's not Caleb.
That is that mane of hair.
That's a Wookiee. That's not Caleb. Wait,
glorious,
pull the hair back. Pull the hair
glorious
back.
Mane.
It's Caleb the intern. Hey, man, that's good to see you.
Caleb is a
dear One more
friend.
Time for Caleb the intern, Woo. Y'all.
Caleb has been a great blender in his own right, and still to this day is our blend master, really. Caleb comes in once a week to blend all of our recipes, so we're stocked up to send them out. We're really grateful for Caleb. He's a dear friend of mine. And then, of course, Quinn. We wouldn't be here without Quinn.
Quinn.
And
I Quinn, didn't tell him about that tiny Quinn bit either.
The tiny Quinn. Oh, yeah. Tiny Quinn. Oh, that's so sweet.
That was special.
Quinn, we love you, brother. I'm really thankful for you.
We got to give a shout-out to Boodles. We got to give a shout-out to Gorham Brothers Hats. We got to give a shout-out to Bing's Favorite, Throgmorton Cellar, and Sleepy Hollow. You never paid us anything, but we certainly did a lot for you. So on behalf of you to us, thank you. Thank you. And there's one that we have to give an I'm sorry to.
I regret nothing.
All right. Puncher's Chance. Y'all.
The Puncher's Chance rum. Is it a rum or is it motor oil?
It Puncher's Chance, you know, for those who have not heard.
It's foul.
Our Puncher's Chance episode.
What do we even pair that with? Like a
gasoline?
Like a laxative or something?
Can you pair a thing with a thing? Y'all, I was in Louisville, Kentucky a couple of weeks ago, and I am so sorry because I would have loved to blow this up and put it on a screen. And, you know, surrounded, I had Stagg Jr. for the first time in my life. It was fantastic. I had all of these like really nice, fine, exclusive whiskeys at this really, really fancy place. And as I'm walking out the door, I see something that made me question whether or not life had meaning. Something that was so offensive that I thought right then and there that I should probably light a match and see how fast it would take this building to burn. It was Puncher's Chance, marked up to $140. There's the proof. There's the proof. And to our representative who actually represents Puncher's Chance that listens to this show, thank you. And we're sorry.
Hey, we needed some content.
Yeah, we needed some content.
And you came in the clutch,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But also, if you have access to the $140 bottle of Puncher's Chance, hook me up. I would love to not drink that.
I don't.
I would absolutely love not drink that. Man, okay, finally, oh, man. And then just to bring us home, y'all, over the last several weeks, since we announced that the show was coming to a close, we didn't know what the support for us was going to look like. We thought that maybe a lot of y'all were going to kind of take your balls and go home, and that we were just going to have to kind of scrape by the finish line. That's not the case. Y'all absolutely...
They're laughing at what you just said.
Oh, that's fine. Yep. Y'all absolutely...
He didn't mean it like that. He's like, take your ball
notice
and go
it's
home.
Notice it's not the audience. It's two Combs that's doing it. Yeah. All right.
Ball. It's, you know, okay. I love you, bro. I'm going to miss this.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Y'all, seriously, we are absolutely just stunned by the amount of support that we got from the patrons, from the club members that kept us going. Some people who were just patrons kicked up their support to a Squire or a Pilgrim level just to help us get across the finish line. And there's a couple folks who became Pilgrims for the first time here in these last couple of days to help us get across the finish line. And I'm going to butcher all of them. Y'all ready? John Fanny?
Fahey.
Uh-huh. Fahey. Jeremy. Oh, I can't even mess up Jeremy. But I have to. Okay.
It's Jeremy.
J. Ramey Dukes.
Jeremy Dukes.
J. Ramey Dukes. We got Jason Bacalior.
James Batchelor. We had a drink with him in Los Angeles.
Craig Harrell.
Craig Harrell, our friend from Chicago. Thank you, Craig.
Him Lambing.
That is Jim Lambing.
Shad Brink-Men.
Chad Brinkman.
Derek Hamerson.
Derek Jamerson. This is so stupid.
You know what? Actually, I could just try on this one. I'm going to miss it. Keith Zimbolis?
Zibolis?
That's why I do the bit.
Andy, is Zibolis, is that a Greek name? Our resident Greek Orthodox priest here.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, it sounds Greek.
Yeah. Josh?
Just Josh.
Ryan Peak?
Ryan Peak. I don't know. P-I-E-C. Ryan, we're thankful for you.
K-I-T-H, Sweet.
Keith Sweet. Keith Sweat. Sweat. Keith Sweat. What is this person?
I want to just say it the way it's spelled. Can I say
no,
it?
No, I think you should just
Beefus
say
Beefus Cornwallis.
I don't know who Beefus Cornwallis is, but...
I'm not butchering your name.
That's something.
Because somebody else already did that for you.
That's something. Is that your baptized name, Beefus? I baptize you, Beefus.
Child of the Covenant.
Chiron of the Covenant.
There you go. Chiron Lassini.
Karen Eisensee.
Oh, that's an eye.
Yep.
Heath Hatton.
Heath Hatton.
RJ Yenas.
Yeah, RJ. This is so dumb. RJ Winans.
Uh-huh.
Winans.
And then last one, Matthew Slicker.
Matthew Slicker.
Thank y'all so much. We thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. John David, there's been a big question about for people who were, you know, squires, supporters of the Country Squire, because there's a benefit that is that if you've been a squire for a full year, then your name will be immortalized at the shop. There's a big question about what's going to happen to those that didn't quite make it a year.
Yeah, yeah. So we're so thankful for all the people that have supported us at that squire level for so many years. And if you'll go to the shop and look up above and then back, we ran out of room, so we've had to go back around behind. But you'll be able to hopefully find your plaque with your name on it at our store. And if you can't find it, or I misspelled your name, or something's wrong with it, please let me know. But it should be there. And it will be there forever at the Country Squire to tell you how much we appreciate you for supporting us. There's a lot of people that, when we announced we're bringing this to a close, that hopped in on that. I'm proud to announce that if you joined up at that level between the time we announced this and you know now, as this episode's coming out in a couple weeks, that we're going to put your name up there too.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, thank you for being
thank y'all so much for your support of us. And
we're just we're really, really grateful for y'all. We really are.
All right. Well, that's it. That's the show. 500 episodes in the can. You want to do another 500?
No.
No, I think we're good. I think we're good. You know what? But I do feel, and I hear that people do want a little bit of something. You know, they want something more from Country Squire Radio. And well, first of all, that's not going to happen. I think that needs to be stated. But, you know, I've heard the plight. I've heard the feel that, that people, you know, they're going to miss us. And they need a little something to get by. You know, those first 100 episodes, let me just be very clear. We're never going to make those all publicly available. But I was thinking what might be kind of fun. I know, just for like a little bit of a holdover, over the next year, every single month, I'll be putting out a remastered version of an episode from those first 100 episodes. So for a lot of you who've never gotten a chance to hear them, you'll be able to hear them. For those of you who had to suffer through listening them and listening to them in their worst form,
relive the trauma.
We'd be able to relive our worst ever episodes a little bit over the next couple of years. So if that's something that you find entertaining, stay subscribed. You'll find them here. I probably only leave them up a month and then rotate out to a different episode. So it'll be kind of a special drop. You know, let's become the esoteric of podcasts, baby. Like,
oh, it's a special drop and everyone loses their mind and shuts the website down. Actually, we shouldn't do this.
No, it'll be great. It'll be great.
Unless we make a fortune like those people that buy Peace Haven and sell it for $1,200.
Oh, man.
Who buys that? Y'all? Are y'all buying that?
Well, you know, this is it. John David, how can people keep up with the shop?
Oh, man, this is it.
This is it.
Yeah. So we would love for folks to continue to support us and let us be a resource for you. Let us be a part of your, you know, pipe smoking experience and the onboarding process, the questions that come up. Please reach out. You can get us on the phone at 601-362-2233. A telephone is a thing that you still use to talk to people, all that. Our probably the most prolific place we post is on Instagram, and that's @_thecountrysquire. And if you'll check that out, we'd be honored to have you follow us there. And then, of course, on Facebook, it's facebook.com/countrysquire1970. And we hope this is really difficult. I hadn't really thought about this, but you know, I think what would honor us the most is if our fans would continue to make the trip here. This is incredible. I'm so moved. These jokers came from Ottawa, Ontario.
Speaking of which, not only that, they came from Canada, and we put them to work. Y'all, Ben from Canada literally has been our sound guy. Accidentally, this entire time, y'all. Can y'all give it up for Ben, real quick?
And also, like, this is the first time they've ever been in the United States of America. They came to the United States for this. We are so honored by your presence. But seriously, I think the thing that would honor us the most is for people to think of us, make those pipe pilgrimages, and if you want to be a part of our fabric and a part of our community, please keep stopping by the Country Squire. We want to walk this pipe journey with you, and we'd love to hug your neck. Yeah.
That's really good. Y'all, I'll still be doing video updates from time to time on the Country Squire Radio YouTube channel. I am not a YouTube personality. Don't feel threatened, any of the actual YouTube personalities that are actually in this room. But I'll be popping on from time to time to say hey. And you know, if you want to follow me, I got an Instagram because finally I caught up with, I guess, the rest of the world that's already moved on. But you can follow me @incognitbo. Don't tell anybody.
It really is incognito.
I'll be posting pictures from this event there as well as on the @SquireRadio Twitter handle. And thank y'all so much for joining us for the last past 10 years, letting us be part of your lives, your families. And it means the world to us. John David, let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
Thank y'all so much.
Let's go party.
Y'all, let's have a good time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.